Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today's topic of conversation, we're keeping along with our lead generation series, but we are going to get into the lovely world of romance travel. Now, I know you may have been drinking out of a fire hose last week. Please remember that I am here for you. I'm here to support you with all of your lead generation efforts. So if you are interested in hopping on a marketing power hour session with me where we actually customize your own lead generation plan, this can be for the whole year. This can be for the next quarter, whatever you need it to be. If you're like, she went to Atlanta and Rochester and all these places, but that's not where I live, and you want a custom plan based on where you live, let's hop on a marketing power hour session and we will build that custom plan for you, my friend. The link will be in the show description. Without further ado, we are getting into romance travel today. And our location, we're going to be up in Rochester, New York. So if you remember the drill, we're going to start off kind of like getting into the mind of who these types of travelers are. I'm also going to jump off with some of the ideas that I had immediately in my brain. And then we're going to go to Google. I'm going to research some just general networking events that are located in Rochester, just to give you an idea of what might be happening in other parts of the country. And then we're also going to get into what kinds of specific romance events are happening over in Rochester, New York. So, and I was trying to like pick a lot of different types, like big cities, a little bit smaller cities. And I also wanted to do just cities around the United States, just to give you a better handle of what might be happening in different areas. And like, maybe you found or you're hearing something that's happening in one area and you're like, you know what, I want to plan that, or I want to do something similar in my area. So really great collaboration of ideas here. So when I'm thinking romance, and I think of my own romance, my budding romance here, it is, you know, you could say that it is family and all that too, but I'm just thinking of like two people, and yes, there's a lot of different ways to have couples relationships now, but I'm thinking about just two people who are wanting to partner up, want to be life partners, want to be in a romantic relationship with each other. Especially as somebody who was in the dating world for the past year-ish. No, well, before that. thinking about like date nights, going out to date nights, like where do people go out to date nights, so that you can find like, are there other singles that you want to cater to? Is it other couples that you want to cater to? Are these dating couples? Are these married couples? Are these couples who are celebrating big milestones, maybe 50th or 75th anniversaries and all that? There's a lot of different places that couples might be at. And again, some of the ideas that you're going to hear from each of these four niches, you can cross-utilize. So if you think that you can find couples at family festivals and things like that, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying like that might be a unique spin that you might put on it. And that's also kind of why I'm thinking about like and talking about tailoring and customizing your own program, because you are unique and the people that work with you are unique to you as well. So kind of thinking about like being in this lovey-dovey, I will never forget also Shannon Cunningham. Before she came to work, I believe she's now the director of Engagement and Gifted Travel Network, she had her own travel agency, and that was focused on romance travel, and her tagline was stay in love. Now I'm going to forget her tagline. It was stay in love, don't just fall in love. So it pretty much emphasizing that you want to be in love for a lifetime, not just at the beginning. And that is what people in romantic relationships want to do. They just want to enjoy their partner, have new experiences with their partner, have meaningful conversations. Of course, there's other things related, like maybe enjoying food and wine, a little luxury, a little family. But really, when we're thinking about this romantic partnership, where are people going? Where are people hanging out at that kind of help flourish this romantic relationship? And so in your local area, are there kind of like group date nights? I know that there can be these like group events that not necessarily you're going out as a whole group, but it might be like join us for so-and-so date night, and you go with your partner and it's an individual date night, but it's just like with a larger group of people there. What kinds of couple events? I also started thinking, I'm like, what are the things that you kind of do as a standard like first date or 50th date or whatever date it might be? And I think of things like bowling, or I think of dance classes, like especially when you're dating and you're wanting to get a little bit up close. Maybe you want to do a little bit something with friendly competition. Maybe it's like a trivia night and it's a couples trivia night, so you're kind of like competing with other different couples. What kinds of activities like this might be present in your local area, where you can, one, meet other couples, and or two, be there, be present, maybe make some sort of donation, maybe do some sort of sponsorship. Maybe you sponsor a couples team to compete in couples trivia, and when they win, you give them a luggage tag or whatever it might be, like maybe complimentary travel services when they all book a trip with you next. So you have to think of all of these opportunities in those two lenses, is that you can go be a participant, enjoy time with your partner, and enjoy time meeting other partners, because building relationships, or you can go strictly as you are advertising at that location. Date nights obviously happen in restaurants. So are some of your favorite restaurants having or coordinating like date night events? Are they coordinating date night experiences? Maybe they're not doing this, but they're open to partnering. Maybe you can leave some business cards. Maybe they have like a business bulletin board. Now, I know like this is a little bit on the budget side, but I know there's places like Panera that have like community boards and things like that. So are there community boards that you can specialize, or not even specialize, like put up your business information, but even like put up specifically what you do. Like, I'm a romance travel specialist, or I'm a family whatever it might be. I think the most popular thing, and we're kind of like at the tail end of it, but I think there's still a little bit of a high, is it is wedding planning season. The biggest time, the hugest time of year for people to get engaged is around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It is the most popular time of year, and that's why you're going to see a lot of wedding events. The most popular, the biggest attended wedding events are happening in quarter one, January, February, March, because they are banking on all these people that are going to get engaged around these special times of year, and then they're going to want to immediately get into wedding planning process. And so there are so many different, like, there's conventions, there's going to be wedding expos and things happening. Can you get a booth there? If you can't get a booth there, can like you mix and mingle a little bit, like as an attendee here? Can you partner with wedding planners? Wedding planners are actively helping plan their clients' weddings. Maybe you partner with them and they can pass the reins to you for their honeymoon planning. Maybe you want to partner with a land wedding planner to plan a destination wedding. I'm also thinking, like, what are all the places that people need? People like florists, people need flowers. And it's not just for weddings. I'm also thinking like Valentine's Day, birthdays. I made an oopsie, so I need to buy flowers. Partnering or being able to like leave business cards with a florist or a floral shop, I think is absolutely genius as well. Dress shops, suit shops, what else? Caterers. There's also like all the photo booths are huge. There's event decor. So there's lots of different wedding vendors, event vendors that you could also partner with in case you can kind of like, again, the more people that you know. Plus, I know at least in my Orlando area, there were a lot of events because there was a point that I attended a lot of these events because I was big in the event space here in Central Florida for just wedding vendors. And so highly recommend, like, there's like just weddings alone. If that's something that you want to part or like work in specifically for romance travel, like you need to partner with people that are in this wedding industry, and the wedding industry is huge. I know also that you can like get listed on some of these wedding sites. Maybe there's also different, I say maybe because I know that this is also popular, like destination wedding organizations within your local area. Can you be listed as a supplier in there? Do you have to pay for something like that? Can you be a speaker at wedding event planning, these different sessions? Because there are, if you didn't know, there's just like in our travel industry, we have different associations, CLIA, ASTA, the Travel Institute, the Association, the Association of Black Travel Professionals. I'm sorry, I'm like ABTP. There is the Destination Wedding Association. There's also IGLTA. There's so many different associations. They're similar to that for the special events industry. So if you haven't heard, there's something called PCMA, the Professional Convention Management Association. There's ISIS, and it's ISIS, I-S-E-S. So don't think, oh, what's Rita doing? It's the International Special Event Society. There's NACE, N-A-C-E, the National Association of Catering Executives. And those are really big associations that a lot of event planners or people in that planning space belong to. So you may also want to join some of these organizations if romance travel really is a big thing, because you're bound to find people who are also planning romance type events in their local area. So mix and mingle and start getting referral contacts that way as well. Then I started thinking about dating coaches. There's tons of dating coaches that are out there. I'm sure as part of what they teach, people are also wanting maybe to like travel, like maybe a singles getaway, maybe a solo traveler's getaway. Maybe this is for people that are new in relationships, some sort of retreat, because that's another thing that I added in. Couples retreats are a big thing. They can be spiritual. They can be outside of that. They can be with therapists. That's something else that I added there. Like, do you know coaches? Can you connect with coaches? Can you connect with matchmakers? Can you connect with relationship counselors or therapists? I think like those would be really great referral partners to have in your arsenal because they work directly with couples. And whether it is like a marriage prep or things are a little bit rocky right now, recommending some sort of trip might be the route that they might go to. I also think of like travel coaches, and could you partner with a romance travel coach who specializes in like this dating coach or like this marriage coaching for couples who may have hit a rut? And one of the therapies that they recommend is to get out of their normal environment and travel the world. Who from these types of professionals can you partner with, either to like make some sort of like referral relationship or be able to, referral relationship, or maybe they might also be hosting events. Like, I know couples weekends are also a thing. It may not necessarily be like a getaway retreat or even just a stay the night retreat. It may just be a sort of like enriching, like, I know sometimes they'll diversify it by gender, where like, it's a couple's weekend, but women are going to go here, men are going to go here, and we're going to talk about those types of issues per gender and all that. And then I think I mentioned this too, like, where are couples going, like, just for date nights? So bowling and dancing classes and things like that. So those are some of the top things that I thought about when we're thinking about generating leads in the romance travel section. So let's hop into Google right now. All right, I'm going to click out of Atlanta. We're just going to look right now at some general networking events that are happening in Rochester. And so the first thing that I see is Flower City Business Builders Networking Meeting. Then I see a Focus and Fortify Small Business Summit. Love that. So if you're kind of like looking for continuing education, that Small Business Summit. On top of like these sort of general networking ideas, I think about organizations like NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, that is really great for networking, but also really great to help you build a business. I think of SCORE, and I think there's lots of different SCORE chapters. So what kinds of like locally to you business support can you get? Because I feel like there's a lot of different SCORE chapters, and that's really outside. Like, I want to be a little bit more creative than going to the typical, like we always hear, going to the Chambers of Commerce, which is not a bad suggestion. We're looking outside the box here. We're trying to be like really creative here. I also see in Rochester, there is a women-owned business breakfast networking event. I like that. Oh, but this breakfast event is at 1 o'clock, which is great for me because I am not an early bird. I'm also finding Rochester Business Networking Group meeting four. I'm going to click that to find out more information. There's the second annual women's networking event. There's a November networking workshop, but that is happening in March, so I don't know how that like coincides, but there you go. Rochester Business Networking Group meeting. Oh, I think that's the one that I opened up, so let me open. That seems like they do one every single month. So if you can even like find these networking events that happen every single month, that's great. I'm doing a Google search. Another really great place to look for networking types of events and events that are just happening locally to you are Eventbrite. And luckily, like a lot of Eventbrite events are featured on Google. So this Rochester Business Networking Group meeting says, join us for an exciting in-person business networking meeting that will focus on strategic networking, training, connecting professionals, and sharing business opportunities in the greater Rochester area. That is really what this is all about. It is focusing on networking, connecting with other people, and sharing potential business opportunities. Like, I was not aware when I first did networking many, many years ago that that's what it was for. I thought it was just to be skeezy, and I didn't want to be skeezy, so I didn't do networking. Look at this. Traditional business networking has become stale. Take a look into the future with our innovative and game-changing strategic networking model. Throughout this meeting, you will have the option to connect with other attendees by swiping on our Tip Club app. Ooh, we got to look into what's this Tip Club app. So the agenda for this event is introduction to this Tip Club app, a brief training on the latest innovations in strategic networking. And then there's networking. During the first round, you will network with local professionals with our give and take format, offer a tip, and then ask for a favor or help with a challenge. For a second round, we do our famous lightning round if time permits. I love that they are being super innovative with how they are networking. And it's not the, because sometimes it's hard for us, especially as introverted people, to like just get out there and put ourselves out there. So we get to the first one, might not interact too much, then get to the next one, talk to one person, then get to the next one, talk to maybe three people. I am looking at some other just general business. This is cool. Rochester actually has a lot of variety here. There's the Rochester, New York Entrepreneur Business Meetup, and that's happening at a library. There's the Flower City Business Builders. So see, that one happens a couple times. I'm going to open this, the Flower City one, just to see if there is like a fee, like maybe it's a networking group and you have to pay. I also opened another one up that was at like a pizzeria. Let me open this Flower City one, business networking. FCBB is Rochester's newest non-compete networking group. Our focus is making purposeful connections to help grow each other's business. And it looks like they have these monthly. It's a morning meeting where they have some of their agenda. So there's a welcome, introductions, a member presentation, and then closing remarks. It's our Rochester's newest non-compete professional business networking and referral group. So that's really cool. Another thing that I think about when I think networking group is BNI, Business Networking International. You do have to pay. So that's kind of like what kind of takes me away from BNI a little bit. But I have heard that people do have a lot of success. And one of the nice things about BNI, and I think it kind of sounds like this Flower City one does the same thing, when it says non-compete, if they have already a travel professional in their group, another travel professional is not invited into that group to make it that whole non-compete, which I can understand, but I'm also like, all right. Then there is, this is part of a chamber event. So there's networking at Joey B's. And this is the one that was networking, I think, at a pizzeria. If you're a part of the chamber, it's free. If you're not a part of the chamber, it's only $20. And I think that's a very reasonable amount to pay to get into here. Oh my goodness, we're going to have to explore Tip Club a little bit. It's called the Business Matchmaking App. Ooh, I might have to. That might be another idea, is networking type apps. Because there's another one that I've wanted to mention, but I haven't dove into it either. So hold on. I'm gonna write this down real quick. And then we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled program. all right. So let's get out of there. All right. So that I feel like is a great all around. You can see like some of the different events that are in Rochester, New York, just for networking, which is, it is chock full. So let's go for, I'm just going to type in romance events in network in Rochester, New York. So, oh my gosh, this is so cool. There is Date Night Romance in the Rain. So that's Painting with a Twist. That is another like brilliant date night idea. Like those painting where you can do like wine and paint nights or any of those activities. I know by me in Central Florida, we also have, it's similar to wine, or wine, it's similar to painting, but it's also like where like drip paintings, like the, instead of like using brush strokes and all that, you kind of like use the cups with paint and you drip it on the canvas and you move it in different shapes. So that would be like a really popular like date night thing to do. So I'm loving these like date night ideas and places that you can partner, place business cards. I'm also thinking of these places, maybe it's a joint venture partnership type situation where you do some sort of like couples getaway that's featuring one of these businesses or something like that. This is where I'm like, I want to flesh this idea a little bit out more, but I feel like that would be a really great thing to do one-on-one in a power hour also. Then there is a scavenger hunt for couples, and I am going to totally open that because I want to read more about what this is. There's a couple more painting with a twist. There's also a romance spotlight. So let me open up a couple of these things to see what they are. Here's the scavenger hunt. Show love, date night, city love, scavenger hunt, date for couples, self-guided. Enjoy your city scavenger hunt with fun digital activities along the way. Recommended scavenger starting point or other city spot of your choice. Everyone loves a good scavenger hunt. It is exhilarating and just plain fun. Now I want to know if there's, do this here in my area. I want to do a scavenger hunt with my partner. and it looks like they touch on some of the different love languages and like those types. I'm thinking like those, if there's seminars like that, that touch on like the different love styles, love languages and things like that. I think that would be a great place to like meet with couples, meet other couples, or just partner with other couples. So this like scavenger hunt idea is amazing. Let me look. Oh, this is a romance spotlight, but it's at Barnes and Noble. So about this event from the author, I divide my time between working hard to bring the funny in my closed door, low spice romantic comedies, raising a son who's way too clever for his own good, and wrangling two demented, but in a good way, felines when I'm not. So this looks like some sort of like maybe author reading that's happening, but on a romantic book. That is a different one. I like that. That I think is a great idea. Also, let's open. So it looks like there is a matchmaker in Rochester, New York. They're called Love and Matchmaking. So original. 20 amazing date ideas. Highland Park, George Eastman Museum, Rochester Public Market. Oh, I'm going to butcher this name. Genesee, Riverway Trail, Artisan Works, Wickham Farms. Oh, that might be a really cute date night, going to the farm. The Museum and Science Center, Cobb Hill Park, Sea Breeze Amusement Park, museums, Finger Lakes Wine Tour, Susan B. Anthony Museum, Public Art Walk, Rochester Philharmonic. I think like that, like the arts, anything with the arts, I feel like is a really good, great date night. I'm also thinking like that would also fall under like luxury, because like being able to participate in the arts really is a luxury. And I feel like if you're looking for luxury and romance, like I feel like that's a great convergence of those two there. There's also like a couple of restaurant suggestions on this website. So see, there you go. Being able to find different things like that. So I think we've kind of like got into a really great overview of some of the things that you can do in at least Rochester, New York for romance and to find some leads, find out where couples are hanging out at, and also businesses that you can partner to have that referral resource for your romance travel business. So let me know, where have you found some of your best romance travel clients, and or which of the ones that we've talked about today are you looking to try out for your next big event to meet some of these clients or potential referral partners? All right, I hope that you've had. So we've talked about romance, we've talked about family, next up is food and wine, and last but not least, we have luxury. I so hope that you are enjoying these episodes. If you are, please give me a shout out on social media, send me a DM, because I would love to chat on this series. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.